Hi, everybody. My name is Santiago Zarate. I'm here with Oliver Kurz. I'm product owner for the Quality Engineering Core Team, or QE Core for short. And Oliver is product owner for the Quality Engineering Tools Team, which is QE Tools, basically. And we want to talk about what is the current state of OpenQA as a project, and what are we doing to what are we doing right now, and what are the plans from maybe not necessarily today moving forward, but ideally how is it looking like in the future? How is the project growing and evolving? Because it's not just OpenSUSE anymore. It's not SUSE anymore. It's there are few communities around, including GNOME and Fedora. But without further ado, I was just going to go a little bit through the more or less agenda, but I think I mentioned it already.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Anyway,
do you want to? Yeah, right. Who we are, Santi said, we are both product owners of neighboring teams within SUSE. We are both SUSE employees. We have an open SUSE wiki where we organize much of our work and where we present the teams. There are also other teams there, so that's the Progress Open SUSE org wiki. We are two teams. Currently, we have 8 members in the tools team, 9 members in the QE core team, but we have flexible team assignments, so sometimes the number changes. We are part of the actual quality engineering covering SUSE and OpenSUSE products. We are working for SUSE and with communities. One important customer group for us as a tools team is the core team, is also the other QE engineers within SUSE. But on the other side, also OpenSUSE as a community. They are also like the release managers for OpenSUSE are SUSE employees as well. Of course, they are also our users, our customers, stakeholders interested in the OpenQA and running OpenQA as a software, as a platform. And then Santi, you are owning the tests and running the tests, right?
Yeah, the test distributions and the neighboring test frameworks that we have, including the one that is checking the changes in the kernel parameters, so we can easily track these kind of things when they happen, mm-hmm. and then things that might come in the future.
So can you say shortly what are you doing in your daily life within your team? What products are you caring about? Some examples, because also like new products are mentioned all the time. Mm-hmm. How are you involved in that?
Yeah, so a lot of my team involvement, we take care of what we call the core part. That means our team is not specialized in a particular technology like virtualization or kernel. We rather take care of the base tooling of the operating system. That sometimes includes text editors, things like glibc, things like OpenSSL on a very surface base, but also at times that can include graphical user interfaces. So we take a look at GNOME, KDE, and right now, one of our team members is implementing a test for Sway, so the OpenSUSE way. And we are not only looking at the things that are in development, like Tombow, which is a rolling distribution, but we also take a look at Lib, both the versions that are in development right now and the versions that are already released, so we take care that the maintenance updates can be still be applied to each one of the multiple flavors that we have. But then on the SUSE side as well, we have multiple code streams that have a long life of service, and my team is kind of providing the building blocks for other teams to also do their testing. So we take care and we make sure that the installation of maintenance updates is always possible all across the board. And then we provide either images or a little bit of guidance on how to enable something, a new code stream, or including, or that includes generating AutoJazz profiles so that others can use the hardware, because an installation, there is nothing much interesting that is happening there. So it's a big scope, but it reduces to just a couple of specific areas that we work with.
I wonder what is the rough timeshare that you need to cover for something like supporting the SLE maintenance process and the open gate tests involving all kind of testing maintenance updates for SLE products that go out.
So when we look at the timeshare, normally we have so obviously it's quite our focus to make sure that maintenance updates are being shipped. However, fortunately, we have this thing where we have shared core between SLES and the test code for SLES and the test code for OpenSUSE is basically the same. So our biggest timeshare is mostly either improving what is already there or figuring out if there is a small conflict when you are installing packages, which happens quite often. So I would say looking at maintenance updates is something like roughly 40% of the time. And then across the other products, it varies between 15 to 10%.
How much effort is it then for Tumbleweed only?
Tumbleweed is way less. I will say Tumbleweed has a 5% of our timeshare. And this is the part where it gets interesting, because we have this close collaboration. So whenever Deemstar is reporting something, or when Lubos is reporting something, we usually are able to apply a change within either minutes or 1 or 2 days. But I don't think it's a comparable effort, one versus the other, but definitely the way how we work with Tumbleweed is much more efficient, and it goes very much into what we have been discussing about the Tumbleweed model. Which
I would like to say it's very much the same for us in the tools team. We maintain OpenGate as a software and software around that, plus both really big instances of OpenGate, which is OpenGate OpenSUSE.org, which everybody of you can see on publicly. And then OpenGate SUSE.de, the big SUSE internal instance, which is 10 times bigger. So we also have more efforts there. And in contrast, Tumbleweed can be roughly 5% of our effort, where we see like, okay, there's something which we can do or something which we need to do to keep it running, to improve, gain new ideas from that direction. And it's a rather efficient process and platform, so that's also really what I enjoy, that it's so trouble-free mostly, right?
Yeah, and then it's also part of something that we both share and we both believe, that is the policy that we have at SUSE, which is factory first. So we try to push things into factory, namely Tumbleweed first, because that's the ground for us to do experiments, make sure that it's good, that it's stable, and then start to move it to right. Other places.
With that, I would like to showcase a little bit from OpenGate OpenSUSE.org what we recently, just, you know, the more visually attractive additions and features that had been done, so maybe like in the last year or so. So let me see if I switch over here. So that's what you get if you go to OpenGate OpenSUSE.org. You might realize that it looks, Maybe you might not realize that because it depends on the color representation on on the screen here. But actually, I would say it does look a bit, little bit more refreshed, especially with the latest Bootstrap 5 upgrades that we accomplished. And let me just take a look into the latest build overview of the latest Tumbleweed build. You see that this is the test overview page, so lots of tests. So just some features here. You can see the overview, and now let me log in quickly. Yep, that's me. And now there's a little additional button showing up. So, Santi, you know the button? How helpful is it? Yep, thank you for the music.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your questions.
Right. So let me show you. You can filter tests. That is like what we had for long. And now there's a little fancy new button here.
Yes, I remember that button.
What does it do?
It basically
it would show a nice picture of yourself if you opened that. So
yes, that's so.
So what it would do is you can write a comment and submit that comment on all the selected jobs which are currently shown from the filter view. So that was a long requested job. So maybe in 5 years from now we will be able to resolve another feature request, which is already 10 years old from Richard Brown, to like select all the jobs and restart them all in one run. I'm always hesitant to that because it's like a lot of going on in the back.
But before you move, can you come back for a second?
That button?
Yes. Why do we care about putting a comment here?
Mm-hmm. So that depends on how people want to use OpenKA. We have seen that there are different processes which we do support because, you know, in the ideal world, everything is green. And I can show you an example. When we have OpenKA and OpenKTS, yes, everything is green there, like mostly all the time. And that's when we trigger a new release of OpenKA and dependent packages to Tumbleweed. But in more complex products like Tumbleweed, there's always some bug, and the bugs are present but not shouldn't necessarily block the release, and so they're non-critical, and that's why you can use additional features in OpenKA. Also, you know, you can see those little icons on the right hand side where you can label all those jobs with a certain bug icon. For example, you see that's also all done by comments. You can see here there's a reference to a test issue. Here there are some automated comments. Later down here you see that little bug icon. There's a link to Bugzilla OpenSUSE.org reference a product issue. And that's part of the daily work of QA engineers, actually.
And going a little bit deeper into that, so a lot of the tooling that we have around is also to check whether somebody did a review. There is actually a talk by Richard Fan from my team today. I think it's around 2. And this is one of the topics that he's going to cover. But in general, we need to understand first why something is failing, what is causing it, and whether it's a test, a problem with the test or a product bug. We have to track it somehow. And this way, we are able to ship, for instance, maintenance updates for Leap and also forceless in an automated way, so we don't need to wait for somebody to really take a look, because if we know already what the problem is, we have different workflows to solve fail or basically to tell the tooling. We took a look at this, and we are okay with what you see. So one feature request that I was having to deliver was exactly that button.
Mm-hmm. I would like to show something else a bit more hidden, which is, wrong button, for admins. So what we can see here is workers. It's actually not, and what you can see here, for example, you see that there are 420 worker instances which are connected to OpenK, OpenSSO.org. So that's also one important area which is probably not that visible to many users, but something that you would expect in the end implicitly is that if you write tests, if you schedule tests, if you trigger tests, and Santi always wants more test coverage, so we need more workers, more machines behind so that can actually execute those tests. And that's also driving us a lot to be able to scale the specific instances, scale the behavior of the software, scale how we can schedule those tests, and be able to support the expectations of not just running tests, but also be able to have stable and reliable test results, as well as, you know, a timely execution, so that, you know, within a minute, some minutes, a test is picked up, right?
Yes. And so across the board, in terms of workers, I think that we have not just AR64 and x86, because everybody has it, but we also have Power, S390, and we even have some Raspberry Pis, or physical Raspberry Pis that are hidden somewhere in a basement, and they are executing also automated tests, specifically for Raspberry Pi testing every component, like Bluetooth, like the Wi-Fi, and so on and so forth.
I would like to show one more feature, and then we can come back to the next topic, which is actually... I mentioned we test OpenQA in OpenQA, and you can see, yes, it looks pretty green. That's awesome. Thank you guys for keeping it green. And what we can take a look in here is, we have tests ourselves. So we as a tools team, we maintain some tests, but those really are the tests of OpenQA itself, and we use that as an example so that we want to use our own products and really see how it feels like. So we actually do maintain some tests. And with those tests, we also want to try out new features, how they work. So that's why we can see is like different versions of the test, different variants. And what we can see in here is that all of those tests are coming directly from a Git repository. And we can follow that link. Sorry, that's a bit small. And in here, for example, you can see one of the new ways how one can schedule tests, which is a YAML file within that Git repository. And you see that this includes the complete definition of all the tests. I think it's rather readable. It has the definitions of 5 tests, like here, OpenQA from Git, OpenQA from containers, from Bootstrap and such. And with that, we are able to support a single test distribution Git repository, which has the complete information that we need. So we do not have anything in the database settings of OpenQA, OpenSUSE.org, that OpenQA instance. And Santi, that looks a bit different for your main test distribution, right?
Yes, absolutely. Distribution, it's composed of around 200,000 to 250,000 lines of Perl code. This is a project that has been evolving for the past 10 years. So we ended up having different approaches to solve the same problem. And this is also part of why now we are starting to talk about the OpenQA ecosystem, where we are not only having as Oliver mentioned, Tools Team and QE Core are adjacent teams. We kind of need to collaborate a bit more. So what we have been talking is to kind of define a bit better the differences between what Tools does, but I also introduced this idea of a platform team, which is within QE Core, a group of people that will be helping to close the gap between what the Tools team is doing, because they are also a small team, so we want to help a little bit in bringing in not only new features, but also to provide guidance to the rest of the quality engineers at SUSE, but also if somebody is coming from outside of the community, that they are able to find places or to find information, find the right people to go to. And part of all of this started when we got closer to the folks from GNOME. So by now we have a Linux monthly QA call. We will talk about it in a second. But right now, what this more or less what we identified is that we have. So as QA core, we want to focus on owning what the test distribution does, and more or less try to give a little bit of architectural design to it, help with the governance and maintenance of it, but also try to take a look at different metrics that we need for our daily job, whether we are inside of SUSE or outside, so make that available. And making sure that we are also catering to the needs of what we call our customers, where we have downstream projects and upstream projects. So I consider that QE SLE, so our team, is kind of a downstream. So because we are also, let's say, the biggest community, but we want to make sure that the changes that are in SLE are always pushed upstream to OpenSUSE, and this is already happening, so we don't really need to do anything. But the mindset is we have to make sure that it's upstream first, and then we ship it to other internal projects that we have. This includes maintenance coordination, which is inside of SUSE, but on the other hand, also making available those 250,000 lines of code to other communities like GNOME and Alma Linux, for instance.
Yeah, right. So going forward with the collaboration and contribution, just some pages to shout out. They're really short, so I guess you can even remember them, but you can also access this. The first two are really short. So we have open.qa as the central page for OpenQA. Then we have OSADO, which is the test distribution, the main OpenSUSE and SLE test distribution, which by now, I mean, this link points to the contribution guide. So if you want to help, then follow that link directly. And the third one is the monthly QE testing call that we have organized by the folks contributing to GNOME, and we're all involved. So, with that, points to take away, the OpenQA is actively used and developed. Wanted to show you some new stuff. Later, Richard will show you how they are using OpenQA. Test tooling and integration are of high of value themselves. Multiple communities already collaborate on that, which is great to see. And if you need more, talk to us. We have a really great opportunity to opening up the conference with this talk. And then also we will close up. So on Sunday afternoon, you have an opportunity to engage more with us in, let me just look it up. How was it called?
OpenQA Users and Developers Meetup.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
And tomorrow I have an open testing crash course, basically. I'm going to focus on OpenQA, but more or less different things that I have collected over the past few years. That is, again, part of that guidance that we are talking about.
All right. With that, thank you all.
I guess it's time for questions.
Yes, one question. Do you know of any other distributions there?
Yeah, thanks for the update, guys. Do you know of any other distributions, not desktops like GNOME, that are currently being tested with OpenQA?
So, Debian is being tested.
Yeah, we test Debian installer mostly. So we test all the desktops that Debian supports, installing the daily images, which are misnamed because it's actually every 8 hours. We do a new netinst, and we have openqa.debian.net is an instance that's doing those tests, and we do the live images that
I produce. So all 8 desktops that are available within Debian, default desktops, they are tested on a daily basis.
That's great. It's actually great to have an insight. And Philip, I think we've seen each other on the same call.
Yeah, we were on the video call, and then I failed to work out the time on the second video call.
Yeah, but we're working on it. It's not just Debian, it's not just Fedora. We also have folks from Alma Linux. I think Rocky Linux is using OpenQA as well, QBEOS. They even contributed a new backend to test laptops with OpenQA. So it's not just us, basically. It's not just desktops. And part of the idea, at least with GNOME, is that everybody is testing GNOME. We all are having the same set of tests, and we have different approaches, but everybody's either copying something that we have done, or they are copying something that Fedora is using that Fedora copied from us. So we want to kind of like try to make, organize it a little bit, try to put our heads together so that we are able to really have a better stable test. So that's, thank you. Any other questions, doubts, feelings, regular expressions?
I have one question to you.
Let me,
Santi. What? Come here. What do you plan to do then to improve that collaboration? Meeting? Yeah. That already helped get to know each other. That's perfect, and it's already showing impact how we can benefit from each other. Would be great if we can continue doing that. Also, something like from the code side, which we should do.
So there are different parts, but features is always great to have. One of the things that I envision is that we are doing some sort of release of OSADO or the test distribution, where we are only sharing whatever is in the library directory. So we make sure that those things there are tested, that they have their own unit tests, so that if somebody is adding a change for the libraries specifically, we are covering more and more cases to avoid breaking a kind of the contract.
And I think we did one important step. We rename it now to OSADO so that it's more catchy.
It makes it easier.
We can share. Okay. So with that, thank you, guys.
Okay. So that's it. If anything, grab us around and then